Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I seek refuge, protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. With Allah's name, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Today is October 29th, 2021. We are going to have an online Jummah service with the Nur Allah Islamic Center here in Indianapolis, Indiana. The topic today will be believing in and acting on miracles. The first half hour, we will play a recording of chapter 18 of the Quran and begin the khutbah, or the sermon, that is, in about 30 minutes at 2 p.m. Assalamu alaikum.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change His words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside Him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man? But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you?
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape then.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا
وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily, we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
He said, This is that which we have been seeking. So they retraced their steps again.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
Then found they one of our slaves unto whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him knowledge from our presence.
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Moses.
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا. قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا. قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
He said, Did I not tell thee that thou couldst not bear with me?
قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا.
Moses said, If I ask thee after this concerning aught, keep not company with me. thou hast received an excuse from me.
فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا.
So they twain journeyed on till when they came unto the folk of a certain township. They asked its folk for food, but they refused to make them guests. And they found therein a wall upon the point of falling into ruin, and he repaired it. Moses said, if thou hadst wished, thou couldst have taken payment for it. He said, this is the parting between thee and me. I will announce unto thee the interpretation of that thou couldst not bear with patience.
أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا.
As for the ship, it belonged to poor people working on the river, and I wished to mar it, for there was a king behind them who was taking every ship by force.
وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ فَخَشِينَا أَن يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا.
And as for the lad, his parents were believers, and we feared lest he should oppress them by rebellion and disbelief.
فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا.
And we intended that their Lord should change him for them, for one better in purity and nearer to mercy.
وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا رَحْمَةً مِّنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا.
And as for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and there was beneath it a treasure belonging to them, and their father had been righteous, and thy Lord intended that they should come to their full strength and should bring forth their treasure as a mercy from their Lord. And I did it not upon my own command. Such is the interpretation of that wherewith thou couldst not bear. They will ask thee of Dhul Qarnayn. Say, I shall recite unto you a remembrance of him.
إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا.
Lo, we made him strong in the land and gave him unto everything a road.
فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا.
And he followed a road.
حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَغْرِبَ الشَّمْسِ وَجَدَهَا تَغْرُبُ فِي عَيْنٍ حَمِئَةٍ وَوَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا قَوْمًا. قُلْنَا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِمَّا أَن تُعَذِّبَ وَإِمَّا أَن تَتَّخِذَ فِيهِمْ حُسْنًا.
Till when he reached the setting place of the sun, he found it setting in a muddy spring, and found a people thereabout. We said, O Dhul Qarnayn, either punish or show them kindness.
قَالَ أَمَّا مَنْ ظَلَمَ فَسَوْفَ نُعَذِّبُهُ ثُمَّ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ فَيُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا نُكْرًا.
He said, as for him who doth wrong, we shall punish him, and then he will be brought back unto his Lord, who will punish him with awful punishment.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا.
But as for him who believeth and doth right, good will be his reward, and we shall speak unto him a mild command.
ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا.
Then he followed a road.
حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَطْلِعَ الشَّمْسِ وَجَدَهَا تَطْلُعُ عَلَى قَوْمٍ لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهَا سِتْرًا.
Till when he reached the rising place of the sun, he found it rising on.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Cometh to pass, he will lay it low, for the promise of my Lord is true.
وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا.
And on that day we shall let some of them surge against others, and the trumpet will be blown. Then we shall gather them together in one gathering. On that day we shall present hell to the disbelievers, plain to view.
الذين كانت أعينهم في غطاء عن ذكري وكانوا لا يستطيعون سمعا.
Those whose eyes were hoodwinked from my reminder and who could not bear to hear.
أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إن
Do the disbelievers reckon that they can choose my bondmen as protecting friends beside me? Lo, we have prepared hell as a welcome for the disbelievers.
قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا.
Say, shall we inform you who will be the greatest losers by their works? Those whose effort goes astray in the life of the world, and yet they reckon that they do good work.
أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I seek refuge, protection, security with Allah من الشيطان from the Shaitan, from the Satan, the Rajim, the rejected open enemy, an enemy that vowed to come to us from every way possible. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is the one God Allah, and there is none worthy of worship besides of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He. أشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave servant, Abdul, wa Rasul, and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The prayers and peace to only Allah can be upon us. This is Jum'ah day. The day of collecting, the day of bringing together the human family for the worship of Almighty God Allah. As Muslims, we pray five times a day, therefore 35 times a week. But one of those 35 is this prayer here, Jummah Day. Jummah, Salat to Jummah, Jummah prayer. The prayer that we are obligated to say, if possible, in a group, Jummah from Jamia, to collect, to come together, to congregate, and to miss Jummah prayer, the collective prayer, intentionally, is a sin.
we have jobs and situations and circumstances that can hinder us from making the collective prayer. But if we miss this prayer, while we had the means and the time and the resources to make this collective Friday prayer, then in Islam, we have committed a sin. So Allah tells us, I believe it's the 52nd chapter of the Quran, is titled Jummah. I may be off on that number if I think I'm right. And Allah says, put off your other concerns. Make Jummah your number one priority. Come together and remember Allah often without stint. Like stint means to hesitate. You know, to remember Allah in abundance as a collective body. And the COVID-19 has even challenged that, but we're still together in spirit. Mm-hmm. And then Allah says, when you have completed that obligation as a collective community, it says disperse into your various fields of life, of business and trade. Go about your business after you have concluded the first priority. So Allah is recognizing the priorities we do have in life. Life is about priorities. That's the thing wrong with many of our youth today. They don't understand priorities. I'm talking about youth 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 year old. In their mind, they don't understand priorities. They're not adults in their mind. They misplace the priorities. They are not adults in their appetites. They misplace their priorities. They are not adults in their God consciousness. So they put off to tomorrow without even guarantee for this evening. Yes. Because I've been hearing death news all this week. I heard two today, and one is our Muslim sister, Sister Vanella Glenn. For those who know Sister Vanella, she passed Monday or Tuesday. In now the life he was in now the life he writes in. They say we in the land of the living. Now we in the land of those who are dying. So we can get to the land of the living. And the place of the living. We say a land because someone else said land. We don't know. Allah knows. And Allah promised the truth that will be a life after this death. And you cannot get there unless you physically die in this life. So we live our lives preparing ourselves for a bigger life. So we thank Almighty God Allah for Jummah, for coming together. We don't know when the last time we're going to see somebody. We don't know. And you know when the last time somebody's going to see you. For those who are selfish, there's a lot of guarantee. Dear believers, we believe in and therefore we act on the signs of Allah. The word is ayat in the Arabic, Ayat is also called a verse of the Quran. So each verse of the Quran is a sign from God. Yeah, that's the name Ayatollah. I know we've been given a bad report as they always slandered the Ayatollah in Iran. but he's an Ayatollah of Iran, but still, Ayatollah is a sign from God. So don't let the news media shape your feelings on a good word, many good words. So an ayat is a sign, and an ayat is also a miracle. Each verse of the Quran is a miracle from Allah, because it came from Allah and not from us. Yes? So the question being presented now for our thinking is, do we believe in the miracles, the signs of Allah, and therefore do we act on them? Do we put them into action? Or is it just lip service? So once again, every ayat of the Quran is a miracle. We have to lay it out on a table. Pre-Islamic thinking. Just lay it out on the table. And look at what we've been taught before and how we were taught about it. See, that's two things, right? What we were taught and how we were taught about it. And look at those words and ideas and concepts and see if there is a Islamic application to those thoughts, ideals, words, names, etc. And part of our converting, ing, is to, I see another word or concept or idea that I need to tweak it with the correct Islamic understanding, and sometimes I have to scrap it to get rid of it and use the correct Islamic understanding, application, approach to this word, idea, or concept. We're always converting. I know some saying, oh, well, I was born in Islam. Those are some of the ones who need the most converting. Those born in Islam, I've been Muslim all my life. Yeah. And you've been in hell all your life. We have seen a lot of Muslims come from Muslim countries and come to America and convert to Christianity. And they want to tell you, oh, we converted from Islam. No, you converted from your daddy's understanding of Islam. You converted from a cultural expression understanding of Islam. You did not have a Quranic-based Islam where they treat the women, the way they disregard education. You did not have al-Islam. You had the name, but not the practice. And so you came from an abusive situation where you stoned people. Prophet Muhammad never condoned stoning. You say, well, he was there to stone it because the person was Jewish. That's why, and there was a Jewish law, and it hurt him, hurt his feelings. But it was not for the Islamic application. The Quran gonna tell you when you go to war, don't harm a tree, don't hurt an old person. But then because someone does had a sex act, you're gonna stone them? That's illogical. Put that on the table and see, can you find a better Islamic application, understanding for those concepts and those ideas. So when it comes to the idea of miracle, what did our pre-Islamic teaching tell us about miracles? Well, they were spooky. They were out of this world. It was like, oh, wow, man, that was heavy. But Allah says, no. Everything from Allah is a miracle. Yeah. The hair on your head, it's a miracle. It's from Allah. All things that Allah created, it's a miracle. But we've been told in our old thinking, it has to have some pizzazz to it, some magic to it. No. We don't have to be like, out of breath. Yes, have we gasped? Oh, wow, that's a miracle. But just that your ability to speak is a miracle. Every ayat of the Quran is a miracle because it came from Allah, not from the intellect or thinking of man. So we should look at everything in Al-Islam as being an education to us. We are constant students studying everything given to us in Al-Islam. Not some things, not sometimes. Everything given to us is an education teaching us the best from the best teacher, Allah, to the best model, Muhammad, the prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You say, Allah teaches us? Well, how did you think you got to know what you know now? Allah says that he will show us. He will show us. Allah says he will make us see. Is not that a teacher? I'm coming from chapter 41, verse 53. I meant to have it written out, but I don't. But Allah says that he will show us signs in the horizons. Now, the Yusuf Ali says, show us signs in the universe. So when you look the word up, it's really saying horizons. Says that in the horizons are signs from Allah. He will show us signs also within ourselves. Both in the same verse. In the universe, more properly horizons, and within our very self, Allah says he will show us his sign. Oh, that's beautiful. You know, they call us, the human being, a microcosm. Micro means a small picture of the universe, of a macrocosm. So we are really a universe within our own selves. Yes? And it is compatible and connecting to universe that we see in the heavens. And Allah is saying he will show us the signs in both, in the big picture and also in the small picture. Horizon. Yes? That's when the sun rises. You can hear the rise, the word rise, horizon. I know he got a Z, but horizon. Also the horizon is also his last farewell address when he was done. And he got the people to testify. So what are these two concepts telling us? Allah is still educating us. Are you a student of the Quran? If you're a Muslim, you better be a student of the Quran. But don't be so small-minded and stop there. Be a student of creation. Because the whole creation is also Allah's revelation. And don't just stop there. Be a student. Allah said there's signs outside of you and signs inside of you. Be a student of your own self. Your physical, mental, and spiritual makeup. Be a student of your own self to see what are the signs that Allah wants me to see in me that's going to let me glorify him. We are students all the time. Now, we have been put into a trick bag in our thinking, dear Muslims. We use the analogy, I use it again. there was the baby elephant. And to break it in, they tied a rope to the ankle of the elephant while it was a baby. And the elephant tried and tried and tried to get loose, to break loose from that stake. Mind can get locked into a concept development as a people, and what's it saying to us as a society, as mankind, about our evolving and evolution. Allah would not send us Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, with these precious words and these precious prayers, and I have in it instructions and guidance for human excellence. That's right, no way. Get out of it being a ritual. When you go to Salat, like you go into a classroom. They used to say it in the classroom, give the teacher what? Your undivided attention. Don't give 50%. You got half of your mind is on your cell phone, right? And half the mind's on the teacher. No. Undivided attention. Maybe someone understood the oneness. So most miracles, quote unquote miracles, are so common to us until we no longer think of them as miracles. Until we lose it. Or until it stopped working right. We don't think of our eyesight as being a miracle. Lose your vision for a while. We don't think of speech as being a miracle. Lose your speech for a while. Lose anything that we take for granted for a while. Then you realize, that's a miracle. I can't reproduce it on my own. Oh, Allah, help me. Guide me. Now, we tend to forget that every fingertip is a unique miracle. Isn't that amazing? Everybody got 10 fingertips, and no 10 in creation is like the 10 you have. Then the world going to have trillions and trillions of people, and probably going to have trillions and trillions of more, and no 2 identical fingerprints ever? Huh? They say that no snowflake ever in the history of time has been the same identical snowflake. I like that. But the greatest miracle is that we can act upon our human intellect. Okay. Sister Curl, are you there? Can you find something?
Yeah.
Okay. So we need to do a sound check. I'll keep you into a sound check. Okay. I'll do it every Friday. I'll do a sound check. Okay. You do. Okay. Okay, well, my sister Vanilla, she passed away. I did text back to her. Anybody hungry? Okay. Now, how'd that happen? I don't know how that happened.
They was on there when we got in there. They was on.
They was over here doing.
When I came in here tonight, there was still people on. I opened up everybody's mic. So your phone probably. Everybody probably hung up. I didn't
make it. But even if my phone go off,
They still be on there?
Yes. But now they can hear me because my phone went off. And they'll hear me. I wonder when did it go off?
Were they told me that?
Well, hopefully they through the press. And I'll turn it off then.
The mic is free.
Wow. Okay, Facebook people, assalamu alaikum. Thank you. We got Sister Linda and Sister Shari on here too. Assalamu alaikum. We'll see you next week, inshallah. Man. I tell you, you got some notes on all this stuff.
Yeah. So could you say Christ was a fan too, so he was an ayah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the Quran says it says
that was my question to the Quran.
No, yes, he said.
This is an ayah.
Yes, yes, Christ was a fan of mother Mary.
Hey, Jason, so you enjoy that. So, thank
you. Don't do that.
Show, brother.